Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Eli Cohen is a journalist and author. He joins us this morning. Eli, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing okay.
Well,
losing a little sleep at night, but okay.
Well, since we last spoke, things have changed. Do you think that that Iran was expecting the U.S. to get involved?
I think that that's a good question. I think it depends who. There's no question that the Iranians thought that was a possibility, but I think that they were caught off guard to a certain extent. By the same token, there was really very little that they could have done, even if they knew they were on the way. So,
it almost became immaterial,
right? Well, I think that they have enough chutzpah and hubris to think that that they can keep fooling the world, but now that's over.
Well, it seems to be.
The days of stringing people along, or governments along, is
the fact that this 400 kilograms of 60% enriched has been moved and it's become quite public. Surely that eliminates all conjecture, all discussions around whether Iran was operating in good faith or not.
About the missing uranium, from my sources at least, there are a couple things. Number one, nobody knows with certainty that the uranium was actually moved. There is a chance that it disappeared in the hole in Fort Doe. I think also that there's a good chance that they are tracking, if it was moved, that they are tracking it. For example, they have satellite imagery that was published that showed a big procession of vehicles leaving. I think it was on Friday, and with that same eye in the sky capability, I think they could have tracked those vehicles to wherever they're going. So they would probably have a decent idea
of where it's
even
gone.
If it was moved, where it's gone.
I was referring even less to the fact that it was moved and more to the fact that it exists, because there's no reason for it to exist for any peaceful purposes, surely.
That for sure. I mean, the ruse that they were only, developing things for peaceful purposes is something that all governments, all players around the world knew wasn't true, but they continued to play along. As long as they didn't cross a certain threshold, everybody preferred to look the other way, until Israel said, as they say in Hebrew, Ad Kan, until this point, and struck.
What do you think a win looks like here for Israel? Is it about survival, or is it about some other form of success?
Could you repeat the question? I didn't hear that properly.
What do you think a win looks like for Israel? What does success look like for Israel here? Is it purely about survival, or is it about a broader picture within the Middle East?
For sure, the reason that Israel struck now was definitely out of a question of survival. I mean, what Iran had built up until 2 years ago was, people don't realize, was much more than an existential threat to Israel. It was actually Iran's planned end game, as they've been planning for many years to wipe Israel off the map. And if it wasn't for the grace of God, that could have happened, the scenario. People who know the facts of what actually happened when the war broke out nearly 2 years ago realize that a couple other coincidences that were part of the plan happening at the same time could have changed the outcome, and the way things changed around in a couple of days. And even now, if Iran had the capability. We see they have the capability of sending ballistic missiles, even a couple ballistic missiles, you know, dirty bomb missiles with atomic material could be more than devastating.
Absolutely.
So it's definitely a question of survival, and it was all on the table. You know, Iran never hid the fact that you know, that they were putting all this effort into wiping Israel off the map. You know, people, I think most of the world, you know, even regimes that aren't peace loving regimes, we've never really come across, you know, this kind of thing of one nation wanting to destroy the other, you know, unless you look basically at Jewish history and what happened with in Persia 2,400 years ago, you know, or if you take a look at what the Nazis did, you know, like or tried to do 70 years ago to the Jewish people.
Absolutely. Eli Cohen, that's where we do need to leave it. It is 8:48. I'm Howard Feldman.